Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. This week we're talking about those people that have often for us been the centre of our lives, our parents. And in particular, got some tips later on for how we can cope and manage when our parents are no longer there, and also ways that we can keep their influence alive. For just about everybody, whether they be parents by biology or parents by choice or circumstance, parents are our first caregivers, our first human relationships, our first teachers, and a whole bunch of other firsts for us. Because of that, obviously, they occupy a very special place, not just in our early life, in those very, very formative developmental years, but also over time. And that influence continues to ring through people's lives, and our parents occupy a special place throughout our life course. Because of their role, because of their position very early on in life and through the learning process, our parents offer us the blueprint for a whole variety of things that help us to understand who we are and how we are in the world. In the case where we lose one or both of our parents, it's because of this, it's a particularly unique loss. And it's often described by people who've lost their parents as a loss of security, that these are the people that for their whole life they've looked to for security, to feel held, cared for, and supported. And so when they're no longer there, it can be a particularly unique and difficult type of loss for people. So for anyone that happens to be going through that, firstly, sorry for your loss. And secondly, you know, here's some tips on how we can actually, all of us can keep our parents' influence alive, and actually, whether they're alive or not, we can keep their influence alive in our lives. And what I'd encourage everyone to do is to have a think about themselves, have a think about their strengths, their abilities, their achievements, what they've been able to do in their life. And to reflect upon, you know, which of these was influenced by or even came from, a direct result from our parents. What were the values that they gifted us that probably have become the cornerstone of the lives that we live? And even if as things like hobbies, our loves and passions, are they in some way influenced by our parents' hobbies and who they were? Because it's in these areas that we're able to keep the influence, the memory, the gift of these people alive. And we can connect with the person via seeing their influence every day in our lives, and we can express gratitude of that. It can be really, really important to do so. Some people will actually write a gratitude letter to their parents and either give it to them or read it to them if they happen to not be around, as a way of thanking them for the influence that they've had in their lives, and a way of being able to show them that that influence continues on in the life that we have. So seeing evidence in our lives and being able to spot the influence of those first teachers can be really, really important, and the ability to express that gratitude can also help us to see that they live with us. And lastly, I mean, I guess once we are able to spot that in our own lives, then we're also able to see how we can hand this on, how we can hand this down to another generation or share that with the people in our world and honour the role that our parents have played. So, be the living parent this week with Mind Games.